Just what's wrong? Corner in each other. Thank you. You're listening to The Freak Show with DJ Lance. You just heard A War I Never Win by Holy Wire. Before that, I Can't Stop by Dibool, King and a Pawn by Rose Hotel. And starting off this set was Ryan Sweezy's Bartender Decade Version. Next up, we have one more song from Rose Hotel, Illusion Anyway.
Street I'm on. Maybe I should let go, but moving on, baby,
This is WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington, your Vet Alternative, and I'm DJ Lance. It's almost 5 o'clock here, so we're with you for the weather and news. But first, what you just heard was Turn the Lights Out by El Rey and Starletta. I really like Starletta. Check him out on Spotify. For any of those of you who were in Burlington this week and last, you might have been to Jazz Fest, and I know I sure was. And there's been a lot going on. It was a pretty epic week. I want to read some tidbits from a article in 7 Days called Looking Back at Jazz Fest by Chris Fansworth. So that's just started at the top. They tell me my city is dead. I see it in online comment sections strewn about the gutter of social media like wet rubbish. Sometimes I even hear it when I walk the streets, mutter, derision, and sneering talk that always bound to some version of Burlington used to be cooler when I was younger. Hey, I sure feel that way too. They tell me my city's sold out, that she's seen better days that will never come again, and that all the Queen City is good for is overpriced tourist candy, weed and booze and selfies. And hey, I feel that too. Cause, food's getting expensive. Anyway, I've heard it before. I first encountered Burlington when I was around 7 years old, and no matter what some news on Facebook say, it hasn't actually changed that much. When I moved back as an adult in 2001, I was pleasantly surprised to find I was pleasantly surprised to find a city that still had the same heart. But negativity can build like rust in the bottom of a car after a few Vermont winters. And as I strode downtown last Friday night to take in the 41st Burlington Discover Jazz Festival, I was feeling dodged by the haters. I'd written thousands of words about the divided opinions on the city's marquee music fest. I dry-cleaned a blazer and wore my freshest t-shirt on TV to talk about it. I'd answered questions from radio DJs and family and friends and coworkers. I've been blabbling about jazz and what it means for the soul of Burlington for days, and as I ambled past the statue of General William W. Wells at Battery Park, on the site where cannons defended the city during the War of 1812, I was flagging. After all, I traversed the city Church Street Marketplace earlier that day to catch what used to be the meat of the Jazz Fest sandwich, local acts performing all over downtown. I'd caught my old friend Ryan Oswald playing some sweet-sounding jazz guitar from the Wed Square outdoor stage on Thorson Way. I'd listened to a high school band set and taken in some truly lovely tones emanating from the Burlington City Arts tent in City Hall Park, but there were no hiding how different the vibe was from past years. When Church Street was jam-packed with jazz questers combing every coffee shop, record store, and restaurant in sight for the strains of saxophone and scatting. For all the rancor, frankly, sometimes silly takes from the jazz scene's old guard who questioned the force of nature that is guest curator Addy Oasis and rage at the Flynn and executive director Jay Wall in the weeks leading up to the fest. It was impossible to ignore their more salient points, namely, that the artistic and structural cohesion, and more importantly, the sense of deeply connected community that once defined the Jazz Fest, is a ghost of its former self. So once I reached the Waterfront Park stage on Friday night, I was feeling pretty down. Maybe my city was dying, maybe everything sucked now and the old memories were dead and the new ones would be bad too. The Holocene days were gone and I was just making the best of what was still around. Oh brother. Then Oasis took the stage. I don't know if I imagined or not, but there was a mischievous, defiant glint in her eyes as she strapped on her bass and produced to lead her band through a set of pulsating soul and funk music. If she knew all the stuff that had been talked, all the proclamations of doom that had been issued, the guest curator took the festival into her own hands and demanded it to dance. And dance it did. The Waterfront crowd found all the energy missing on Church Street and then some, transforming it into a vibrant, undulating mess of joy and head-bobbing bass lines. There were no more questions of authenticity or concerns about what is or isn't jazz, because the woman on stage wasn't asking, she was showing us. Oasis had worked for months with Flynn programming director Matt Rogers to book one crazy party for the city, and this was her thesis. Yet, she still had the ultimate ace up her sleeve, Big Frida. New Orleans Queen of Bounce walked on stage and absolutely lit up the crowd with the most raucous, filthy, boot-shaking set the Jazz Fest has ever experienced. It was so raw and powerful. I reflexively clutched my white boy pearls as I looked to a group of gray-haired locals standing nearby who clearly had ventured down to Waterfront Park to catch some jazz. I watched the older crew with growing concern, but I didn't have worried. After flushing each other, oh my face, the older crew was soon moving with the rest, helpless before Frida's onslaught of bounce and irrepressible energy. When Frida announced from stage that she would be curating the Jazz Fest in 2025, the crowd roared. Reached for comment, Rogers said the Flint had not yet chosen next year's curator, but there was no debate among the thousands dancing at the waterfront. Oasis and the Flint had thrown a hell of a party. Anyway, I was also at Jazz Fest, even though I didn't make the waterfront show, and there was definitely some drama around, you know, local and not local artists playing at Jazz Fest and what it's traditionally been and what it's becoming. But I thought I was very impressed with Jazz Fest, and sure, it wasn't quite as massive as last year, but I definitely think we have a vibrant group of blues and jazz musicians that have been playing in Burlington for 35 years. We have some very old and very talented artists who have been here for a very long time, and I think the jazz scene's far from dead, or the music scene in Burlington. And that's your local news and a little bit of opinion on top. Now for the weather, it is currently 5 p.m., about 72 degrees out, and it is cloudy. Tomorrow should be high of 80 degrees, low of 57, partially cloudy, and Friday there's a 60% chance of rain with a high of 75 degrees. Going into this weekend and next week, it looks like it's going to be sunny and maybe starting to be partially cloudy Monday through Wednesday next week. But all in all, aside from a little chance of rain on Friday, I think we have a really nice warm week of the 80s and reaching a high of 91 possibly next Wednesday. So get prepared for it to be hot in a week. With that, we have an hour left. And we'll get into some more music, but first, a quick message.
With vape prices soaring higher than ever, cigarettes may seem like a cheaper, more convenient alternative to those who crave nicotine, but smoking even just one cigarette a day can greatly increase your risk of dying from heart disease or lung cancer. According to Altmetric, women's risk of death by smoking is even higher than men's. Cigarettes can kill, and the butts we leave behind harm you and the earth. The DJs here at WRUV want you to be happy and healthy, so please, put the pack down. And don't smoke. This has been a message from 90.1 WRUV FM Burlington.
And with that, let's get back to the music. You're listening to WRUV 90.1 FM Burlington. You can visit us at WRUV.org or call in at 802-656-4399. As always, keep it locked to your better alternative and have a lovely week.
She's looking for her apathy is starting to show. She takes me off like all her clothes, wears me once, then lets me go. Walk through the smoke from your cigarette. You laugh while I try and catch my breath. And your friends don't know about me. Now I'm a secret you hold instead. Is it wrong that I've been lonely for so long? I feel you slip away every time you speak my name. My fault for being honest. I don't wanna cry over you. Something that I never hoped to do. I guess I'll go tell the truth. Nothing to gain, everything to lose. Oh, I thought you'd feel me too. Now everywhere I look's a shade of blue. Cry, cry, oh, oh, oh,
Much love. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. what you heard are those who words you chose for me. Take what you know, turn it on its head and let it go in the water. I'm the daughter that you'll never know. You'll never know.
Listening to WRV The Freak Show, 4 to 5 p.m. on Wednesdays. You just heard Sybil by Olivia Belli, Seven Virtuosos by Earl Wilde, Himmler Amor by Margaret Moore, Drown and Sun Velvet Morning by Rose Hotel, and Anima and Respiro 1 by Olivia Belli, Call the Sky, Evergreen, The Colony by Thurman Bergson, and One Above All by Nick Phoenix. This is The Freak Show on WRV 90.1 FM Burlington. Thanks for listening.
Thank you.